由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We welcome you to this broadcast.
欢迎你收听今日的天路导向。
I am so glad you joined us today.
我们很开心呢，你能够今日在这里和我们一起去分享这个妙绘神恩的系列信息。
Today we're going to talk about a very important subject.
在今日呢，我们要探讨一个是很重要的主题。
This subject is crucial not only for your family relationships, but for all your relationships.
这个主题不单止对你的家庭关系有重要性，而且对你所有的人际关系都是很重要的。
This subject is vital to your walk with the Lord.
这个主题是对你与主同行的关系都是很重要的。
This subject is restitution.
这个主题就是复活了。
And we will see true restitution in Genesis chapter 33, verses 1 to 20.
在我们今天要看的圣经创世纪第33章第1到20节里面，我们看到真正的复活。
Family conflicts are always unpleasant.
其实在家庭内部的冲突呢，很多时候都是令人不开心的。
Family fights are painful and distasteful.
家庭内部的纷争是痛苦的，同埋让人厌烦的。
But the process of reconciliation can be equally disconcerting.
但是和解复和的过程同样是会令人不安的。
The process of reconciliation after a family feud can be daunting.
其实在家庭纷争之后的和解的过程，很多时候我们都不愿意面对。
In fact, in many a family conflict, some people find it easier to stay apart than to reconcile.
事实上，有些人发现，在很多的家庭纷争里面，保持距离其实更容易过和解。
Why is that?
为什么会发生这样的事呢？
Because some people find it easier to keep on harboring resentment.
因为人是发现到，继续心怀怨愤是容易的。
They find it easy to continue to nurse their anger.
原来继续酝酿自己的怒气是容易的。
They find it easier to rationalize their reasons for the fallout.
原来让事情继续余波未了，找个借口呢，很容易的。
They comfort themselves with the position that they were right in the matter.
人都以为自己在一件事情里面一定是啱晒的。
Why do people do this?
为什么人会这样做，让自己得着自我的安慰呢？
Because some people will do anything to avoid confrontation.
原来因为有些人会想尽办法来避免面对难题。
In the last message, we saw Jacob limping across the river.
在上一讲的信息里面，我们见到雅各一拐一拐这样过了河。
After God wrestled with him and God won and Jacob surrendered,
当上帝和他摔跤，上帝获胜，雅各降服这件事之后呢？
After God confirmed to Jacob yet again his plan for his life,
上帝就又一次同雅各去确定上帝喺佢生命里面嘅计划。
After the joy of meeting God face to face,
当雅各经历咗同上帝面对面相遇嘅喜乐之后
，After the joy of victory and blessing that came from surrender,
嗰种就系从降服所带嚟嘅赐福同埋得胜嘅喜乐啦。
Now it is time for Jacob to do what he has been dreading for 20 years.
现在是时候雅各呢，是要去完成那件让他怕了二十年的事。
Have you guessed it yet?
不知道你估不估到什么令到他怕了二十年呢？
Facing his brother Esau, whom he wronged 20 years before.
原来就是要面对他的哥哥以扫，因为20年前雅各做了一些对不住以扫的事。
When Jacob stole Esau's birthright, his mother Rebekah told him to go away until his brother's anger had subsided.
原来呢，在当年雅各偷走了以扫的长子名分的时候，他的妈妈利伯加就说，你出去避一避风头先，等你哥哥的怒气消减了之后，你先再讲啦。
Now Jacob faces his brother Esau with the assurance of God's blessing and protection.
我们发现了，现在雅各得着了上帝的保证，一定会赐福给他，并且去保护他的时候，雅各呢就开始去回他的哥哥以扫面前了。
But nonetheless, Jacob has to clean up some past dealings.
虽然是这样，雅各还要清理一些陈年的旧事。
My listening friend, if there is one thing that we all must understand about reconciliation and restoration, it is this.
亲爱的朋友，关于和解和复和呢，有一件事我们一定要明白的。
Reconciliation and restitution are outward manifestations of our salvation.
原来和解和复和是我们得救的一个外在的一个的行为。
They are our outward manifestations of God's forgiveness of our sins through Jesus Christ.
其实呢，就是上帝借着耶稣基督去饶恕我们的罪恶过犯的一种外在的表征。
God's forgiveness must be expressed in our willingness to ask others for their forgiveness when we have wronged them.
当我们愿意去请求自己曾经去得罪过的人去原谅我们的时候，其实这一种就是彰显上帝的饶恕。
Restitution is a word that is missing among believers' vocabulary today.
复和这个词语今日某程度上已经在信徒的词汇里面已经消失了。
And yet it ought to be at the forefront of our reconciliation with others.
但是实际上它其实应该是我们和其他人和解的第一步。
My listening friend, please listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的朋友，请你仔细去听一下我之后要讲的嘢。
Lack of willingness to make restitution cheapens repentance.
如果你缺乏愿意同人和好的心，其实会让我们那种的悔改去贬值。
Lack of restitution throws doubt on the authenticity of our repentance.
不去同人和好的时候，就会在我们悔改的真实性上面打上问号。
In Genesis 33:3, when Jacob encountered his brother Esau, he immediately set about the task of making restitution.
在创世纪第33章第3节，当雅各遇见他的哥哥以扫的时候，他就即刻开始了那种复和的工作。
He bowed down to the ground 7 times.
我们见到雅各一连七次俯伏在地上面。
20 years earlier, Jacob had tricked his brother Esau out of his father's blessing.
在20年之前，我们见到雅各从他哥哥以扫手里面呃到他爸爸的祝福。
Now, after God wrestled with Jacob and Jacob lost to God, God changed Jacob's heart.
而去到而家，当上帝同雅各去摔跤，雅各输咗俾上帝之后呢，上帝就改变咗雅各嘅心。
And the evidence of his changed heart was that Jacob repented of his past sin.
而雅各内心改变的证据就是他悔改了，他是面对他以往的罪债。
And in addition, he bore the fruit of repentance.
并且呢，他结出了那种悔改的果子。
When Jacob received the forgiveness of God for his sins, he became willing to confess his sin against his brother.
当雅各得到上帝的赦免之后呢，他开始愿意承认他对他哥哥所犯的罪过。
And asked for his brother's forgiveness.
并且他开始懂得怎样去请求他哥哥的原谅。
Jacob could have said, well, God said to my mother that Esau would serve me.
我们呢见到呢雅各其实一早可以讲话，唉，其实是上帝同我妈妈讲定了以扫一定会服侍我的了。
Jacob could have said, regardless of what I have done or have not done, Esau should be subservient to me.
雅各本来就可以讲话，无论我做过什么都好，以扫啊就应该去服从我啦。
But after Jacob's heart was touched by God,
但是雅各的心是被上帝所感动。
Jacob recognized the wrong that he had done.
在这件事之后，雅各就认识到自己所犯过的过错。
He confessed his sin, he repented of his sin, but he also made restitution for his sin.
他承认自己的罪，他为他所犯的罪而悔改，并且还对自己曾经犯过的罪而同以扫复和。
My listening friend, when God touches your heart,
亲爱的朋友，当上帝是感动了你的内心的时候，
When God forgives your sins,
当上帝是饶恕了你的过犯的时候，
When God blesses you with salvation,
当上帝赐给你救恩的时候，
When God ministers to you by His grace,
当上帝用祂的恩典来辅助你的时候，
You must be ready to do the same toward others.
你亦都应该同样咁样去对待他人。
You must be willing to right the wrong, even if it takes 20 years.
你要愿意承认你嘅过错，去纠正你以往所犯过嘅错，就算你系20年之前犯嘅都好。
Let me ask you this, my listening friend.
喺度，亲爱嘅听众朋友，我想问你一条问题。
Are you carrying bitterness towards someone?
你是不是还对某些人是怀着苦毒的心呢？
Are you loaded with anger and resentment towards someone?
你是不是还对某些人是心存怨愤呢？
Have you sinned against someone?
你是不是曾经得罪过某些人呢？
Have you wronged someone?
你是不是曾经错待过某些人呢？
Have you taken advantage of someone?
你是不是曾经占过某些人的便宜呢？
Have you taken someone else's property?
你是不是曾经拿过某些人的财物呢？
Have you cheated someone?
你有没有骗过人呢？
Have you cheated God of his tithe and offering?
你有没有在十一奉献上面去骗过上帝呢？
Let me tell you on the authority of the word of God.
在这里，我希望奉上帝的权柄去告诉你听。
That there is no amount of singing of hymns that will help you.
如果你咁样做过嘅话，无论你唱几多首嘅圣诗都帮唔到你。
There is no amount of Bible studies that you can attend that will help you.
如果你犯过咁样嘅错嘅话，你无论参加过几多嘅查经班都帮唔到你。
There is no amount of sermons that you can hear that will help you.
如果你咁样错过，你听过几多次讲道都帮唔到你。
There is no amount of making excuses for your sin that will help you.
如果你咁样错过嘅话，无论你为自己嘅罪揾几多嘅借口，都帮唔到你。
None of that will substitute for your righting the wrong.
因为咁样做，你无论点样去唱圣诗、去查经、去讲道、去为自己嘅罪揾藉口，都唔能够代替你亲自去纠正你嘅错误。
Some people may say to me, "You don't understand my predicament."
有啲人可能会话你都唔明白我嘅困境。
Some people will say to me, "You don't know my real world."
有啲人可能会话你都唔明白。我的真实的处境在个处境里面是怎样。
My friend, all these excuses will not work.
朋友，这些借口都是不能够成立的。
Jacob bowed down 7 times and said, My Lord Esau, and then insisted that his brother accept his gifts.
雅各一连七次是俯伏在地下里面，就说我的主啊，以扫，并且呢他是坚持要他的哥哥收下他的礼物。
My listening friend, it takes humility to do that.
亲爱的朋友，要做到这样是需要谦卑的。
What we don't often understand is that when you decide in your heart to make restitution,
我们很多时候不明白的是，当你在心里面定义要同人复和的时候，
When you decide in your heart to seek forgiveness for the wrong that you have done,
当你心中定义要为自己所做错过的事寻求原谅的时候，
God is working on the other end as well.
其实上帝亦都在对方身上工作的。
Let me show you.
各位听众朋友，让我去为你解释。
Everything the Bible tells us about Esau is that he did not fear God.
在圣经上面告诉我们，以扫并不敬畏上帝。
He was into instant gratification.
他只是喜欢一些即时的，或者是一些享乐的东西。
He was tough and he was rough and he was wild.
他内心刚硬，他粗鲁，他野蛮。
But God had already gone ahead of Jacob and changed even Esau's heart.
但是上帝已经走了在雅各的前面，将以扫的心改变了。
And when you decide in your heart to right the wrong,
当你在心里面定义要改正错误的时候呢，
God will run ahead of you and prepare the other person's heart.
上帝会走在你的前面预备那个人的心。
God will go ahead of you and work things out to your surprise.
上帝会走在你前面出乎意料地让件事情去成就。
In fact, notice that Jacob and Esau never talked about the problem or the sin or the past.
事实上呢，我们可以注意到在圣经里面并没有记载过雅各和以扫提起他们以往的矛盾或者伤害。
They never discussed the old hurt.
他们从来都没有谈过他们从前那种的旧患。
Do you know why?
不知道你知不知道原因呢？
Because often an embrace can speak much more eloquently than words.
因为很多时候一个的拥抱是远远好过华丽的词藻。
Before God touched Jacob's heart,
在上帝感动雅各的内心之前，
Before God wrestled with Jacob,
当上帝和雅各去摔跤之前，
Jacob sent others ahead of him.
雅各曾经是派人走在他前面。
He sent gifts ahead of him.
雅各是先送出礼物，先礼后兵。
But here he goes out in front and meets Esau face to face.
现在雅各就走到最前面，和以扫面对面相遇。
Jacob, having been conquered by God, now had new courage to face his past sins.
我们见到被上帝所征服的雅各，现在已经有新的勇气来面对以往的过犯。
Having been conquered by God, Jacob now had new strength to go and face his brother.
被上帝所征服的雅各现在已经有力量去面对他的哥哥。
In our reconciliation, we often forget the power of God that is working in others.
在我们同人和解的时候，很多时候都不记得了，其实上帝亦都有能力在对方身上工作的。
Let me tell you something about not resolving past conflict and sin.
让我告诉你，不去解决以前的纷争和过犯究竟有什么的后果。
The problem with past conflict and bitterness is this.
从前的纷争和苦毒所带来的问题是什么呢？
If past conflicts are not dealt with, they do not go away, they go underground.
这些、啊、以往的纷争，如果我们不去处理呢，你不要以为它会消失，它不会消失的，而是只是会被埋到地下的。
And when past conflicts and sin go underground, they can poison the soil and they can hurt a whole lot of people.
当你们以往的纷争被埋到地下的时候，他们会污染那些土壤，去毒化了那些土壤，危害很多的人。
My listening friend, I want to tell you that restitution is not easy.
我的听众朋友，我想告诉你，其实复和并不容易。
Bearing the fruit of repentance is not easy.
结出悔改的果子都不是一件容易的事。
Facing past sins can give you a horrible feeling in the pit of your stomach.
要面对以往的过犯，其实会让你的内心倍受煎熬。
But when you do it in Jesus' name,
但是当你奉耶稣的名这样做的时候，
When you do it in Jesus' power and for Jesus' sake,
当你为了耶稣的缘故，靠着耶稣的大能这样做的时候，
You will have all the strength you need because God will go ahead of you and prepare the other person.
我们会见到你将会具备你所需的力量，因为上帝会走在你的前面预备那个人的心。
Somebody might say, well, what if the person I have wronged refused to forgive me?
有些人会说，如果我曾经得罪过的人拒绝原谅我，那怎么办呢？
That is not your problem, that's their problem.
这样就不是你的问题了，其实就是他们的问题。
That is not your problem, that is their problem with God.
这样就不是你的问题了，那个就是他们和上帝之间的问题。
Repentance involves costly obedience, not merely repeating some words.
悔改需要付上代价去信服，而不单单只是在口头上面重复几句说话。
And that is why genuine repentance has such a powerful impact on others.
因此真正的悔改就会将对其他人是会产生有力的影响。
When Esau saw his brother's true humility and confession and repentance, he was overwhelmed.
当以扫见到自己的兄弟真正这样去谦卑，这样去认罪，这样去悔改的时候，他就被征服了。
And so instead of killing him, he ran to him and embraced him.
于是以扫是没有杀雅各不得止，更加跑过去去拥抱他。
He fell on his neck and kissed him.
以扫揽住佢嘅颈同佢亲嘴。
My listening friend, I want to tell you something very important.
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，我想同你讲一样嘢系好重要嘅。
Asking for forgiveness will remove the shadows that are hanging over you.
请求人嘅原谅系能够拨开你头顶嘅乌云。
Asking for forgiveness will restore you to full spiritual health.
请求对方的原谅是会能够让你的属灵生命得着完全的康复。
And asking for forgiveness will also bring you answers to your prayers.
请求对方的原谅是能够让你的祷告得着回应。
Unconfessed sin will always hinder answers to your prayers.
不承认你自己的罪呢，很多时候就会令到你的祷告是被隐藏，你的回应是被隐藏。
The psalmist said in 66:18,
在诗篇的作者呢，就在诗篇66篇18节那里讲过，
If I cherish a sin in my heart, God will not answer me.
如果我的心里面是注重罪业，上帝就不会回应我。
Listen carefully, my listening friend, as we conclude.
亲爱的听众朋友，在我即将要做总结的时候，请你仔细留心。
At the end of this broadcast, take a moment and examine yourself.
听完今日的信息之后，我希望你能够花一些时间来做自我的反省。
What sin do you need to confess?
你想一下，究竟你有什么的罪需要去承认呢？
To God.
是不是要向上帝认罪呢？
To a spouse.
是不是要向你的配偶认罪呢？
To a father or mother.
是不是要向你的父母去认罪呢？
To a son or daughter.
是不是要向你的仔、你的女去认罪呢？
To a co-worker or a neighbor.
是不是要向你的同事或者你的邻居去认罪呢？
Today, make the decision to make that phone call or make that visit.
今日希望你能够就做决定去打个电话或者做一下的探访。
Whatever it is, decide today to make restitution.
无论那样东西是什么，希望你今日就开始去学习复和。
And God's Spirit will go before you and prepare the way.
上帝的灵就会在你的前面为你去预备道路。各位亲爱的听众朋友，相信其实复和这个概念在基督教的信仰里面是非常之重要的。因为呢，我们要知道耶稣基督就是第一位是同我们复和的主宰，他在十字架上面所流的宝血所写的身体是中断了那个阻隔的墙，让我们首先同上帝去复和，建立一种完整的关系。而我们今天在生命当中，我们应该有很多的人，我们是要同他复和。无论你曾经得罪过哪个，同哪个是有心里面的障碍的话，希望你今日就把握时机，同佢建立一个复和嘅生命。建立复和嘅生命，亦都能够让你喺你嘅信仰里面走得更加近耶稣基督。希望你真系今日把握时机，同人去复和啦。因为我相信咧，和好真系每个基督徒嘅责任同埋义务。喺呢个世界上面，其实有太多太多太多嘅纷争。就是每一个人都不愿意退一步。其实退一步，海阔天空，中国人的格言呢，真是能够让到呢，我们是愿意同人复和。如果你今日曾经得罪过哪个人，或者你对哪个人心里面有怨愤、有埋怨的话，真的，试下同他们复和。试下去饶恕他们，如果是你错的，试下同他认错。真是讲一句的对不住，可能能够帮助其他人有信心走上他人生的道路。或者说，其实你讲一句对不住，可能对你是很轻描淡写，就能够解开很多人很耐很耐的心结。在这里愿上帝大大赐福给你，帮助你在这个时候就去学习同人复和。再会。